This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Some lawmakers returning to their home districts hearing backlash over the Trump administration and Elon Musk's Doge team sweeping federal cuts to agencies and mass layoffs. Republicans in red districts are feeling the heat, too. GOP Congressman Tracy Mann facing an upset voter at a town hall last night about Congress's role.
Why aren't you doing your job? What are we not doing? You're not handling it. You're not responsible. You are supposed to be responsible for the people's purse.
The latest firings include employees at the IRS and FAA. The Los Angeles mayor has fired the L.A. Chief Christian Crowley, who led the response to the deadly wildfires last month, saying the review shows Crowley sent home 1,000 firefighters on the day of the Palisades fire broke out when they could have been on duty, and says she refused to do an after-action report on the wildfire. On Wall Street, growing concerns over possible tariffs, driving stocks lower. The Dow plunged more than 740 points. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A Western Wisconsin Republican congressman is calling for the removal of a federal judge. Hi, I'm Jimmy Kuska for 1490 WLCX. Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden is calling for impeachment of a federal judge over a ruling that blocked access to U.S. Treasury records by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. The resolution, which had no other sponsor, seeks to remove Judge Paul Engelmeyer of New York for abuse of power. Van Orden says Engelmeyer is biased against President Donald Trump. Only 15 federal judges have ever been impeached, and he would need a House majority and two-thirds of the Senate to be removed. In a special meeting last night, the La Crosse City Council revoked the liquor license of Latino Bar and Grill. The bar was the subject of scrutiny after La Crosse police said the establishment regularly served underage customers. Police Chief Sean Coudron said he'd never seen anything quite like this. Police said that they've written over 320 citations for underage drinking at the bar since it opened less than 3 years ago and had issued multiple warnings to its owners. The vote was unanimous to revoke the bar's liquor license. Wisconsin home sales grew slightly year over year in January, according to the Wisconsin Realtors Association. The numbers for the state show an increase of about 0.6%. However, the median price of a home rose by 10.6% to $293,000. The WRA said that higher mortgage rates, higher home prices, and tight inventory are creating affordability challenges for housing. La Crosse County largely followed statewide trends, with sales numbers and prices slightly dipping since August. The final headliner for Ashley for the Arts was announced. Daughtry will join a list of performers that includes Darius Rucker, Neon Trees, Chris Jansen, Brad Paisley, ZZ Top, The Castellos, and Third Eye Blind. Ashley for the Arts is August 7th through the 9th at Memorial Park in Arcadia. Arts and crafts vendors, fireworks, and family fun are also part of the annual event, which supports area nonprofits, schools, and medical research. You can buy tickets and find more information at ashleyforthearts.com.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now on your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Bucks with a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks beating the Clippers at Fiserv Forum, 116-110. Giannis Antetokounmpo back after missing six games, leading the team with 23 points and just 24 minutes of playing time. Head coach Doc Rivers, though, pleased with the team's defensive performance in the fourth quarter.
I thought we guarded the ball. I thought our length was a major factor out there. I thought Brooke, Jericho, Giannis, Kuz, all just their length. That was big for us.
College basketball, Marquette on the road against Villanova. Shaka Smart says whenever the Golden Eagles play at home, he's inspired by the banner that honors two former coaches.
I look up in the rafters and I just think about those guys, and I think about Al McGuire and Hank Raymond's. Just what they put into this program, how they created success, the fact that they went through adversity just like we do. Their road wasn't always a smooth one.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and not as cold tonight, a low of 5 to 10. Mostly sunny and warmer tomorrow, a high around 30 and near 40 with increasing clouds Sunday. Much above average temperatures continue through next week with some minor chances for rain. Currently 21 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Monday, we kick off at 2 p.m. with a discussion of Maggie's metrics. What makes local officials and elected judges good, bad, or just downright ugly? We discuss next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can be a part. Offer your thoughts at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Got Jess P.S. working hard on the board. We got some sound to get for you in this hour. We got some Bernie Sanders. Love it when you hear some Bernie Sanders. We got some J.B. Pritzker. We talked a little bit about his state of the state in Illinois yesterday, where he was lighting up some of these Republicans and the chaos coming out of the Trump administration. And Caroline Leavitt asked a question from NBC journalist Peter Alexander. And we ended it last segment with that. I think I want to start there again. I was trying to get some math in my head and trying to figure it all out. And it's I think it's worthy of re-listening to. Because I want to get to some of the numbers of what we're really, really, really talking about. And we'll get to your calls as well. Thank you for your patience. 855-752-4842. Caroline Leavitt. I will never lie to you. You know what I'm so saying? You know what? Don't believe that stuff, man. If you got to say
it. They immediately follow it up with a lie.
I will never cheat on you. I will never hurt you. I will never steal your money. Yes, if you're going to say it, of course, I don't believe it. You're going to do it. You're trying to, you're projecting. Anyway, Caroline Leavitt asked a legitimate question. We hear about the DOGE and all this effort to, you know, root out waste, fraud, and abuse. Now, waste, okay, that's one thing. Waste is waste, and waste is subjective, right? We can all think that paying for this or paying for that, paying for whatever is that's all subjective. Now, fraud is very specific, right? There's criminal statutes as it pertains to fraud. Hell, there's civil statutes as it pertains to fraud. And abuse, I'm not sure how we determine what that might be as well. Also, I would consider that to be subjective. So when Peter Alexander asked White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt a legitimate question, her response of, oh, that's a clever question. Just come on. I want to spit on the ground in front of her. Are you kidding me? That's a clever question. It's a righteous. It's a good question. And what you didn't do, Ms. Leavitt, was answer it.
Mm-mm.
Let's hear it for the folks and let's talk about this some more, please.
Let me ask you about the fraud, if I can. We can all have our own opinion about what is wasteful spending, and Republicans have praised the president for cutting wasteful spending. But fraud, of course, is a crime. So have you turned over evidence of fraud to the Justice Department, and when should we expect to see those indictments?
It's a clever question. First of all, I think all Americans would agree that funding mastectomies in Mozambique is not something that the American people should be funding.
Is that fraud?
Or DEI programs. I think it's fraud. fraudulent that the American government has been ripping off taxpayers in this way. And we also do know there has been extensive fraud, particularly if you look at Social Security. In fact, according to an IG report from the Social Security Administration, there was $71 billion worth of fraud in one single fiscal year that we know about. And so that is a lot of fraud,
not true.
Peter.
That's a lie.
The government has admitted
this
to.
Government?
So this administration is committed to finding even more of that fraud,
yes,
waste, and abuse.
Much more.
To be clear, that $71 billion was from 2015 to 2022, so it wasn't in just 1 year, and it was in one report over multiple years from 2015 to 2022. And
so
it was
Defending $71 billion in fraud, Peter, that's a lot of money, far too much, and that's why this administration... Why is the media so against cutting waste, fraud, and abuse from the government? I don't get it.
I just want to ask a question.
She didn't answer the question. She does not answer the question. She gave out a wrong number, $71 billion in quote-unquote fraud. Again, this is a report from the Social Security Administration, my understanding, over the course of 7 years. So that's what, $10 billion a year? Is that
about seven?
70
yeah.
divided by 7 is 10,
10,
right?
Less, I checked.
Less, okay, so $10 billion a year. And last year, in fiscal year 2024, we spent $1.5 trillion.
Uh-huh.
So what? $10 billion out of $1.5 trillion. I'm not going to do that math. You do it. But what I'm telling you is that's a very small number. Less than a half a percent? Less than a tenth of a percent? It's a very small number.
Yeah.
And if we look at the course of 7 years, again, so last year we spent, and it's not all $1.5 trillion. I think last year I found some notes from the Social Security Administration that we spent like $1.35 trillion in 2023, right? So 1.5, 1.35, assuming it's a little bit less as we go back. So what? I mean, over 7 years, maybe we're talking $10 trillion-ish. Anyway, I know it's a big number because it's billion. It's $71 billion. It's a lot of money. Yeah, it is a lot of money. But it's over the course of 7 years, and it's against a number that is like $1.5 trillion last year. Now, as a percentage basis, I'm sure there's greater fraud in other agencies and in other endeavors than that. So while it's a big number, number one, it wasn't 1 year. Number two, we're talking about probably over the course of 7 years, maybe $10 trillion. I mean, I don't want to sound like this, but it's basically a rounding error. Do the spreadsheet. I have too many zeros on my calculator. You know what I'm saying. 855-752-4842. A clever question? No, a legitimate question. And if it is, and if this is out there, if the fraud is there, where are the indictments? I mean, you got the D.C. U.S. attorney sending letters to Democratic congressmen because they think they're threatening Doge. Well, obviously, you got some hungry folks. You got Cash Money Patel. He's the new guy in town at the FBI. If there is a fraud out there, don't we all want that prosecuted? I do too. Where are the prosecutions? Oh, that's a clever question. Well, that's a clever answer, but it's not an answer. It's a clever response. It's not an answer. Caroline Leavitt. $71 billion last year, my ass. 855-752-4842. I mean, consider the source here, folks, and I'm not going to do the math on the radio, but you tell me if I'm wrong. 855-752-4842. Ollie from the Northwoods, you are next. Happy Friday. Ollie, what do you got for us?
Well, 2 points. First off, you talked about Trump heading to Russia to meet with Putin. Well, personally, I think he's heading there to pick up his 30 rubles for turning against the United States and Ukraine. And a second point is, last night there was an audio of Trump boasting to his governor's meeting there that he was returning the country back, giving them back the American dream. Personally, I think it's more like the American nightmare, if you ask me.
The American nightmare sounds like a good album. Thank you, Ollie. Unfortunately, it is troublesome, and is evidenced by, you know, these farmers here in the state of Wisconsin that tried, you know, were trying to speak to their legislators, and the Republicans just didn't show up. If you hear that, and you're talking in the articles that Redmond had in the Wisconsin Examiner, and the participants in this meeting had tears in their eyes as they're telling their stories. I mean, come on. I mean, farming is a tough business. It's tough. It's a tough business. You're married to it. I mean, you cannot leave it. You can't leave it home. If you're a dairy farm, your cows got to get milked twice or three times a day. You know, good luck going on vacation when you do that. Then you got to get someone to backfill you when you're not there. And when you are there, you got to try to keep the cows healthy. You got to feed the cows. You got to feed the cows, and maybe you're growing the food, or maybe you got a dry summer. Now you got to buy the food, and you got greater. I mean, there's a million things that can go wrong in farming. That's why the U.S. Department of Agriculture, you know, has that plan that you can tap into money that is available to keep our farms going and our food supply going, because you got to have food. Remember, Donald Trump tapped into that his last trade war. We talked about that $28 billion, but I digress. There is real concern out there, and we talked about the remaking of the New World Order right now as the Wall Street Journal reported, and we'll get to that as well. And then Drudge has this link to your point, Ali. I'll throw this out there, if I may. Just bear with me here. For Vladimir, this is from the French conservative news magazine Le Point, which means the point. Le Point. I had to look it up. Le Point.
I was a little confused. You put into our show planning document something in French.
I got it from Drudge. But here's the point. As they write at Le Point, for Vladimir Putin, May 9th is the most important day of the year. It is the day of victory in the Great Patriotic War. This war allows him to affirm that the whole world owes almost everything to the USSR, therefore to Russia, which can therefore return to the world after Yalta when Moscow had kidnapped Eastern European. It's also a day when he has often in the past given speeches on the history of the 20th century rewritten as he wished, talking about Putin. Celebrating 1945 on May 9th, and it's not on the 8th, it was 11 p.m. in Berlin, 1 a.m. in Moscow. It was already a way for the Russians to celebrate a victory other than ours in the West. It was Stalin, moreover, who had demanded that the German capitulation be duplicated in Berlin the following day. But on May 9, according to our sources, there should be a major guest in Moscow stands, Donald Trump, alongside Vladimir Putin. On May 9, 2025, what victory would Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump celebrate? Less that of the Allies of 1945 than their common one in the peace negotiations on Ukraine, which the Kellogg plan predicts will end on May 9th. If all goes well for them in their common plan, May 9, 2025 will mark their triumph, the triumph above all of Putin, who will thus see his initial comparison of Ukraine with the Nazis corroborated and endorsed. Let us never forget this argument about quote-unquote Nazi Ukraine, which had justified in Putin's eyes his outbreak of the war. Thus, according to him, 80 years after having triumphed over the Nazis, we triumph over other Nazis. There's more to this piece, but, I mean, think about that for a minute. If that day, it's like July 4th, right? Independence, mm-hmm. Very important day for Russia. And the symbolic move of Donald Trump being in stands next to Vladimir Putin on that day, is that going to also be, you know, coincide with the quote-unquote end of the Ukraine war? Which,
right. Why? Would Trump be on the Russian side for the purported end of this war?
That's strange. Why would that happen? Why would something like that happen? Oh, yeah, there's also that other article about Donald Trump being recruited by the KGB.
Right.
Oh, that's
there is
right.
That.
Oh, Dom, you know, that's a Drudge headline and there's no proof. Oh, now people need proof. Now you need proof. Oh, all you Stop the Steal folks. Now you need proof. You couldn't provide proof for any of your antics and your conspiracy theories. But when some old Russian puts it out on Facebook and Drudge picks it up and we talk about it, because how else? I mean, think about this for a moment. What would Donald Trump do differently if he were, in fact, on the payroll and a source for Russian intelligence? What would he do differently? I'd like to really, really know the answer to that question. If you have an opinion, we got lots of opinions here. Come back with us. We've got some Bernie Sanders coming up. Got your calls as well, 855-752-4842. Don't forget, end of the show, tell us something good.
Eagle 1490 AM.
reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy Friday to us all. 855-752-4842. 855-75. Got Just PS on the board. We're going to get to your calls next. It's also a text line, 855-752-4842. Let me just throw a little bit more out there, and then we will get to the calls. Donald Trump, according to the mirror.co.uk, and this one was the link from the aforementioned Drudge Report. So we heard from the French conservative news magazine, Le Poix, that Donald Trump might be going to Russia in May, a very important day for Russia and that country. And hell, you talk about what happened in World War II. Well, perhaps Donald Trump will be there. Perhaps we'll be celebrating the end of the Ukrainian war. What does that look like? We'll have to wait and see on that. But according to the Mirror, a former Soviet intelligence officer has claimed Donald Trump was recruited by the KGB in 87 and given the code name Krasnov, K-R-A-S-N-O-V, Krasnov. The bombshell allegation made by Alnur Musayev, M-U-S-S-A-Y-E-V, former Kazakh intelligence chief, in a Facebook post. Facebook? The 71-year-old who previously headed Kazakhstan's National Security Committee said he had served in the 6th Directorate of KGB in Moscow, which was responsible for counterintelligence support within the economy. Now, one of the directorate's primary objectives, he claimed, was recruiting businessmen from capitalist countries. Now, according to him, Trump was then a 40-year-old New York real estate developer. He was one of those recruits. Quote, in 1987, our directorate recruited Donald Trump under the pseudonym Krasnov. We just start calling him President Krasnov. Now, he did not post, the post did not include evidence to support the claim, but in a further comment, he made another shocking allegation. Quote, today, the personal file of resident Krasnov has been removed from the FSB. It is being privately managed by one of Putin's closest associates, he alleged. His allegations come amid years of speculation over Trump's ties to Russia, dating back to his first visit to Moscow in 1987. Well, 1987, I mean, isn't that exactly when he said that's when they recruited Donald Trump under their pseudonym Krasnov? So Donald Trump did go to Moscow in 87. Now, at the time, Trump, then a rising star of the New York property market, traveled to the Soviet Union to explore the possibility of building a hotel in the capital. Soviet officials reportedly facilitated the trip, raising questions among intelligence analysts about whether it was a routine business opportunity or something more scandalous. Again, you can find that at themirror.co.uk. Go to Drudge Report as well. Now we heard from Le Point, and we've heard from Mirror. And now what about this Wall Street Journal piece? Donald Trump. I mean, is Donald Trump literally remaking the New World Order? Is that what we asked for? Is that what you voted for? Again, the headline from the Wall Street Journal, this was from 2 days ago. Trump's attack on Zelensky signals New World Order taking shape. From alienating allies to praising adversaries, Trump appears to abandon decades of American foreign policy. Again, from the Wall Street Journal. I'm not going to read into that. Again, we'll put it in the show notes. You can read it for yourself. But again, these are news organizations, Wall Street Journal, and certainly not a lefty organization, highlighting these facts. So again, I would ask you, without making any accusations, I'm just reporting what other people say. I'm just asking questions over here. Just doing a Tucker Carlson, just asking questions. What would Donald Trump do differently if he were on the payroll of the Kremlin? What would he do differently? I literally want to know that. 855-752-4842. Dismantling American government?
Check.
Threatening to pull out of NATO, causing havoc? Wreaking havoc, right?
Mm-hmm.
Alienating our allies. Siding with Moscow on Ukraine.
Triple check.
I'm just wondering, what else? What would he do differently if he were actually on the payroll of the former Soviet Union? 855-752-4842. I'd like to know. Let's get to the lines. 855-757. It looks like Peggy from Brooklyn, Wisconsin. You've been on here the longest. Thank you for your patience. What do you got for us?
Okay, well, one thing is my mega people. I cannot believe they are so excited. They think this is absolutely wonderful. And one of them, I'm supposed to go visit this summer. There's no way in hell.
It's tough. No, I mean, go ahead. Finish your thought.
The bright point in all this is we have Putin, we have Trump, and we have Musk. And those three, I want to be the king of the world, not of U.S., of the world.
Yeah.
So only one can do it. So they're probably going to end up getting rid of two.
It's like Highlander, man. There can only be one. My name is Colin McLeod, and I'm from the Clan McLeod, and I'm immortal. No, nothing.
Was that supposed to be a Scottish accent?
It's Irish, Scottish, something. I don't know. There can be only one. Highlander. Google it, Jess.
I'm familiar, Tom.
Okay. That's a scary. And where are the, who and where are those that are standing up for liberty? You know, fraternity liberty. Remember the French Revolution, right? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Remember that we used to have that? That was written down somewhere in a document somewhere, right?
Somewhere.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Seems familiar.
Where are those? You folks are so quick to embrace the king, CJ. Hey, long live the king. What? I mean, that's almost as bad as a Nazi salute. Almost.
We had another one of those recently.
Steve Bannon at CPAC doing the Nazi salute. Not acceptable. Talking about kings like that, I think is also, I know we jest, but I think if you think about the reality of an absolute monarchy, how was Hitler any different? I mean, he was a modern king. Let's put it that way. That's what it was. If you didn't like Hitler, if those authoritarians, they don't like us, hell, even Stalin to that degree. How many people disappeared under Stalin?
Millions.
I mean, where is the due process then? You want to live like that, CJ? You think that's funny? You may as well be walking around doing the Sieg Heil Hitler Nazi salutes, man, when you talk so casually about being under the thumb of a king. You got to be kidding me, man. What do you think of the greatest generation of World War II vets, the ones that are left, would think about something like that? What did the American Revolution, what was that all about? to get underneath the thumb, get out from underneath the thumb of a king. And now you joke about it like it's something you want? Be careful what you wish for, folks. Come back with us. I want you to come back with us. I wish for that. 855-752-4842.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The city of La Crosse approves a settlement in a 2020 lawsuit over Fourth Amendment violations, and a warm-up is on the way.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Kuska for 1490 WLCX.
The La Crosse City Council has approved a $115,000 settlement with a man who accused La Crosse police officers of violating his Fourth Amendment rights. Devon Harris sued the city and three police officers after a 2020 traffic stop in which he was physically removed from his vehicle. Police were attempting to serve citations for a previous offense. A federal judge said that the LCPD should reconsider delivering citations in person, saying the situation could have been avoided if they had mailed the citations instead. The judge said the traffic stop was lawful. Lock and Dam No. 7 on the Mississippi River is under repair this winter as the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has replaced the gates that allow boats to pass through. The $1.5 million project is to replace nearly 100-year-old gates that were causing issues for the nearly 7,000 vessels that pass through the lock and dam each year. The project will see the bulk of the work for installation later this year. After this, the next Mississippi River lock and dam to be worked on will be number 5 near Minnesota City. The Wisconsin DPI is warning that federal cuts to education could cause further financial issues for public schools in the state. Wisconsin receives about $838 million in federal funding, according to the DPI, as well as $274 million for school lunches. The Trump administration is targeting programs that support diversity, equity, and inclusion, and the DPI says that Title I is at risk of being cut. That's about $216 million in funding, about $82 million of which goes to Milwaukee Public Schools. We're on the way up with temperatures this weekend. Highs today will top out in the mid-20s to low 30s. Tomorrow, we should finally top the freezing mark in most areas, and by Monday, highs could be in the 50s across southwestern Wisconsin. The mild temperatures should continue well into next week, with highs typically in the 40s, with chances of scattered rain showers. The lack of snow this winter has kept the Cooley region in moderate drought. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now on your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. More odd yet not surprising news from the Kanye West camp. The New York Post reports that those close to Kanye say he is inhaling nitrous oxide, or laughing gas. Love that stuff. The Post reports that the drug was a major issue between West and recently estranged wife Bianca Censori. According to the Post, West reps are blaming his dentist, Thomas Connolly, for getting him hooked on nitrous again because it messes up his memory, adding that Connolly wants to steal millions of dollars from the rapper. How much cash does Kanye carry on him when he goes to the dentist? Yeah, I'm talking to you. One of the most famous scenes from the film Taxi Driver was Robert De Niro's character, Travis Bickle, asking that very question. De Niro recently appeared on Live with Mark and Kelly and said the whole scene was improvised. Bobby Dee was nominated for an Oscar for the role. Plans for a sequel to Taxi Driver were ultimately scrapped in 2013 because Martin Scorsese was unhappy with the script. Apparently, there were not enough ad-libs in the world to save it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and not as cold tonight, a low of 5 to 10. Mostly sunny and warmer tomorrow, a high around 30 and near 40 with increasing clouds Sunday. Much above average temperatures continue through next week with some minor chances for rain. Currently 21 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. Sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on this show, we will break down all of the most recent news and how it affects all of us here in Wisconsin. Plus, this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
The Dom Selby Show. Happy Friday to us all. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Standing up for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's what we do. We don't bow to kings. We don't joke about a monarch, an absolute monarchy. That's not funny. We don't do Nazi signs. Republican CPAC, Steve Bannon, Elon Musk. You kidding me? 855-752-4842. You guys should be ashamed of yourselves. I mean, the ignorance is really showing through. And if that's the kind of world you want to live in, don't take this country down once you move to Russia. Be with your guy. You know, Trump's going to be over there not too long, apparently. 855-752-4842. Cindy from Appleton, you will be next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, I have two things. First of all, people like CJ, and I'm hoping he's joking, but if he's not, and I don't think he is, it's because people that want to live under a dictatorship can't think for themselves. Mm. And really, CJ is nothing but a bunch of Republican mega talking points and basically a troll. And the second thing I have to say...
But hang on. Okay, let me address that. Hold on to your second thought. I want to get there as well. Guys, people like CJ and the megas in general, they're all saying that. So is everybody a troll when the White House Twitter account puts out, you know, King Trump? Are we getting troll? I mean, is Donald Trump the king troll?
Yes.
Man. Okay, your second thought.
My second thought is, I don't think the convicted rapist could ever be a KBG agent because he is not smart enough.
I would say this, and I think you don't have to be a smart agent, right? You just got to report in once in a while and be a chaos agent. You know, you don't have to be the James Bond and be that very super smart kind of person. As long as you can just be around it, man. You don't need the brilliance. That's a misnomer, in my opinion. What you need is someone who can, get crap done. And apparently, Donald Trump might be that guy. What you need is someone who has perhaps a fragile ego that can be goaded and manipulated. And perhaps Donald Trump is that guy. So, no, I mean, I get it. I mean, and certainly Donald Trump is very smart in his own way. But I don't think that if you're going to get, someone compromised by a foreign intelligence agency, that they need to be, this brilliant, double spy kind of thing. No, you don't need that. What you need is to be a useful idiot. That's good, too. That's good, too. Sowing some chaos. I mean, come on. Look what we got going on in 1 month. In 1 month. Again, if Donald Trump were, in fact, as being alleged by former Kazakhstan KGB agent, recruited by the KGB back when Donald Trump was 40 years old. If that were to be true, tell me what would he do differently than what he has been doing in this administration and certainly his last administration. Just one more quote, a couple of quotes from themirror.com. Then we get to your calls, 855-752-4842. As they conclude in their piece, again, this is a piece about they're entitled that Donald Trump was recruited by KGB with codename Krasnov, claims ex-Soviet spy. The Mirror concludes their piece with these two paragraphs. Some U.S. officials have repeatedly raised concerns about Trump's close relationship with the Kremlin leader, particularly during his first term in office. Anthony Scaramucci, the Mooch.
Wasn't that a unit of time?
It is. Who briefly served as Trump's White House communications director in 2017. Very briefly. Added to the intrigue during a recent episode of The Rest is Politics, a U.S. podcast. Scaramucci suggested that Trump's deference to Putin has puzzled many of his former senior officials, a quote from the Mooch. I think there is a mysterious hold on the president. He did not elaborate what that hold might be, but did suggest that several former Trump administration officials, including H.R. McMaster, James Mattis, and John Kelly, who also struggled to understand Trump affinity for Putin. Quote, I don't know why it's like this, he said. McMaster couldn't figure it out. Mattis couldn't figure it out. Kelly couldn't figure it out. So the Mooch, McMaster, Mattis, Kelly, you know, these army, you know, military types can't figure out, wow, why does the American president capitulate so much to the former Soviet KGB dictator?
Mind-boggling.
So strange. Wonder why that would be. Speculate for me, will you, folks? 855-752.
You ever heard of Occam's razor?
4842. Yeah, something that it's you tell me.
Well, it means that when faced with something that looks like it might be a very complicated situation, look for the simplest solution. If you hear hooves, it's probably not a zebra. You see someone who is constantly, time and time and time again, supporting Russian interests over American interests, over democratic interests, the simplest possible solution. His interests are not ours.
And that Helsinki interview, a press conference with Trump and Putin back in his first term, was just disgusting. That was when he, I don't know why they would do it, you know, talking about the Russians' attempts to influence our elections and so forth. He very powerfully denied it. And I don't know why he would. And he came out, I'm going to have to say, I don't know why he wouldn't. I mean, it was just the whole thing. You're absolutely right. And folks, you got to... You know, you take it from you make up your own mind about it. But it doesn't look great for that guy and this country. 855-752-4842. It does look great for you callers because we're going to get to you next. Brian from the MKE, you are up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Sure. Great show as always.
Thank you.
Just a few things. This has me riled up today. It's had me riled up for a few days. My big thing is, how is this going to benefit Trump somehow with everything he's done the last month? For example, saying, oh, we're going to rebuild Gaza with this resort. Yeah, is that your Trump Tower and your golf resort? So that when you're not president, it benefits you somehow. And, you know, everything you're doing with Russia now by turning against our allies like Ukraine and Canada and everything else, how's that going to benefit him in the long run? And how is pulling out of the Paris Climate Agreement and the UN and NATO and everything else he's undoing, how is that going to benefit him in the long run? You know, and I asked this to his, this big question, I ask all this to his supporters and those who voted for him. Now, I know there are some people who voted for him that are going, oh my God, what did I do? And they finally woke up and smell the coffee, even though we're already laughing at them going, we told you so, but you didn't want to listen. Why don't you guys all take a little bit of advice if you really believe in Russia that much? Because all you're going to do is hurt people like you and me, and they will finally backfire and hurt them too, because this is not making America great in any way. This is ripping this country apart. Why don't you guys all just, if you love Russia so much, go over to Russia and come up with your own little place called Trump Town. You can drink as much orange Kool-Aid as you want.
Trump Town.
Yeah, I'm sure that Putin will allow that.
He may. I mean, Trump's allegedly, according to the French conservative newspaper magazine, might be going over there in May. Hey, Brian, thank you for that. And, you know, it is concerning because there are going to be people, you know, left, right, middle, all of us, who, if these things continue on, if you look at the trend line, hell, just take the markets for this week, down 2.5% the Dow was. You know, that's not great. You know, that happens again next week, that's down 5%. You know what I mean? Now, there's lots of variables that go into that, certainly. But this administration and the way that Donald Trump is reacting and his threats of tariffs and so forth is shaking up the markets and is causing consternation among those folks who are looking for some consistency to do business in, man. I mean, that's what it comes down to. So when you start losing, you know, the Wall Street Journal and you start losing perhaps some of those, you know, rich cats over on Wall Street, and perhaps you start losing some of your hardcore, you know, mega rural voters because they're not getting their the cost of their business is going up now. And then perhaps they don't get the support that they got, you know, basically scratch blank checks from Trump last time around. So there's a lot of variables going into this. I mean, I certainly hope that we don't have to suffer. You know what I mean? You know, people always say, well, you want Donald Trump to fail. I mean, if Donald Trump's version of winning means that everybody else fails, then yes, I absolutely want Donald Trump to fail. If that's the case, And again, you can't help me understand. Convince me, because I'm not convinced. Donald Trump doesn't convince me. He has no credibility with me. Elon Musk has zero credibility with me. Caroline Leavitt doesn't even know what the hell she's talking about, $71 billion in Social Security fraud, waste, and abuse. Oh, I never lied. It was last year. No, it wasn't. I mean, they continue to make mistakes. Oh, there's $8 billion fraud. Oh, I'm sorry. That was $8 million. Way to go, Musk. I mean, at what point do you question the veracity of anything that these folks say? Never got to question my veracity. But if I get it wrong, though, tell me. I'm down with that. I'm okay. I'll correct the record. It's really simple. 855-752-4842. Gary from Sussex, you are up. Welcome, Gary. What are your thoughts today?
Well, you're in a real mood. I was afraid to call.
Don't get me going, Gary. You know how it is.
And another thing is that this time of the year, my business starts to slow down a little bit because it gets a little bit warmer. So I am going to be contacting you about doing lunch.
All right.
Out the lunch like I promised you.
Yes.
I'm still working yet right now, so I don't have a lot of free time. But soon, within the next month.
All right, man. Hit me up.
So we'll do lunch.
All right.
But the thing is this. Donald Trump says crazy stuff all the time. I admit that. He does it to get a rise out of people. All right? Now, the question that I have for you is, do you think Zelensky... from Ukraine, is he a dictator in your opinion?
No.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. Now we're going to play question games. Let me ask you one back. Do you think Vladimir Putin is a dictator?
Yes.
Okay. Now you go.
Okay. So anybody, if Donald Trump said he was in the middle of a war with Afghanistan, which we've been in war with them for the last 20 years or something.
No, Biden got us out of that, but go ahead.
Okay, but we were at war when he was president, all right? And if Donald Trump said during the 2020 election that he says, I'm canceling the election this year because we're in a war, what would you think of Donald Trump if he did that? Would you call him a dictator?
I would certainly say that's unconstitutional. He'd be challenged on that. Yes, absolutely. But I know where you're going here, but what is the Zelensky? Yes, yeah, he did. Their constitution is different than ours, though, right, Gary?
It doesn't matter. He's a dictator, and he's not going to get out of office. So, yes, he is a dictator.
Hang on. Now I just want to be very clear here. Their constitution is different than ours. And would you suggest, do you think that people in Ukraine are crying to go to the polls in the middle of a war? Like, hey, let's all gather at the polling place so the dictator that's attacking us can bomb us. Gary, you heard Donald Trump say that this is Zelensky's fault, right? Do you agree with that? Did Zelensky cause Putin, make Putin beat him? Is that crazy? What do you explain? How do you explain that?
I think by Zelensky not wanting to become part of NATO is a real problem.
Because did Ukraine invade themselves, Gary? I mean, because Donald Trump, you think he's lying and trying to rewrite history? Or you think he's trying to get me mad, Gary? What would be the point of that? I mean, he's got Republicans correcting him, man. He got Fox Don't Call It News correcting him, Gary. Are you going to correct him?
No, I agree that he says things are kind of dumb.
No, come on, man. You can't pass that, man. At what point? You think the king thing's funny, Gary? You think that's a funny thing? What if Donald Trump gets up there like Steve Bannon did and Elon Musk did and start doing the Nazi salute? Is that funny? Something crazy to get us going, Gary?
I don't think that he should be calling himself a king.
Yeah,
but
he is, man. His White House is. He's living it, man. CJ, these other megas, they're eating it up. Do you think he should be a king?
Do you think he should be a king, Gary? No, of course not.
Well, come on, man. Why do you support someone that says they are king? So, long live the king.
Don, when you get your $5,000 credit check.
What are you talking about? There is no amount of money that would make me support an absolute monarchy, Gary. You think it's funny, but it's not, man. It may as well be. When you talk like that, he may as well say he's the fourth Reich. You know what I'm saying? Is that funny?
No, well, I'm not saying anything's funny. I don't like it that he said that.
So are you rebuking him? Do you reject Donald Trump then, Gary?
No, I do not. I think he's doing the best he possibly can, and I think he's going to make...
Best he can? He wrote like 70-some executive orders. He's got no... Where's his mega in Congress, Gary? Where is he already? He's got no power. He should be signing legislation.
I think he's doing a fine job.
How's the market today, Gary? You think he's doing a good job on the market? You think the Dow likes what Donald Trump is doing?
Well, it goes up and it corrects itself. And then it goes up and it corrects.
Yeah, it does. I'll correct myself if I'm ever wrong. Man, hit me up for lunch. I appreciate it, Gary. Come back with us. Tell us something good. 855-752-4842.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Community is more than where you live. It's the people in it who show up each day and help it thrive. During Black History Month and year-round, AARP recognizes the everyday excellence of those who give back to their Wisconsin communities. They believe when efforts drive change for the greater good, everyone thrives together. Connect and learn what AARP is doing locally and how they can make the communities better for all ages. Visit aarp.org/WI. Paid for by AARP.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Mississippi has one of the country's worst records for protecting voting rights and advancing democracy reforms. So when pro-voter bills emerge from the state House and Senate, like in-person early voting and the ability to cure a mismatched absentee signature, democracy advocates take notice. Mississippi is one of only three states without some form of in-person early voting, along with Alabama and New Hampshire. The Mississippi Free Press reports that February 12th, the Mississippi Senate passed SB 2654, allowing 15 days of early voting, ending the Saturday before the election at noon. The Republican-sponsored bill passed 39-12, but even if the House advances, it may still be vetoed by Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves, who accused the bill's sponsor of making the state's elections less secure. The Mississippi House also took some positive steps. HB 1419 prohibits moving or closing a polling place location within 60 days of an election, sometimes used as a voter suppression tactic. HB 163 sets rules for absentee ballots where the signature on file doesn't match the signed outer ballot envelope and would give the voter a chance to cure the problem. And HB 288 would make each county's five election commissioners nonpartisan positions. All three bills now move to the Senate. We have more on these bills and local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to the Tom Selger Show. 855-752-4842. 855-757. Tell us something good. Something good. Jay Ferguson playing Thunder Island live in the 70s. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing.
We needed to bring your blood pressure down just a little bit there.
So funny. So good, man. And if you can have the passion and joy that Jay Ferguson shows when he's live playing mm-hmm. that song back in
I'll
the day.
I'll link that video into the show notes. It's worth the three and
a half
minutes.
And they do like an extra. He gets out with a cowbell. He does like an extra four verses, man. Man, he's just throwing his chair, man. It was just, it's so good. It's so good. 855-752-4842. We love it. We want to end on something good. Tell us something good. Wisco, Paul, you will be up. Tell us something good. Happy Friday, Paulie. What do you got?
Yeah, I need to do that after the Gary and you thing. It was kind of fun, though, listening to that. It was kind of cool. I know you like Madison because I've been out with you a few times in Madison.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, for me, something good is the Wisconsin men's basketball team. There's 18 teams in the Big Ten now, and a lot of good basketball teams there. And the Badgers are in third place there at 11-4. Overall, they're 21-5, which is really good.
Playing some good ball right now, Paulie.
Oh, yeah, and they're 11th ranked in the nation. And the thing that really makes me proud to say this is, a Wisconsin native, Greg Gard, is their coach. And it wasn't too many years ago they wanted to get rid of him, and it's a good thing they didn't. So that's a great thing, at least for me, Wisco Paul, is because I get to go to the games every now and again because I'm not that far away. So to me, that's totally awesome. Anytime a Wisconsin basketball team is playing that good. That's just totally awesome. And it gets your mind off other things. So, all right. Hey, this is an awesome show you had tonight. You and Jess are starting to really bond together here, and I like that. So, all right, Dom, you have a great week.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. You too, man. Thanks for sharing. It's fun watching. And you're absolutely right to kind of step away from all the politics and the news and all the stuff and just kind of lose yourself in some sports is enjoyable. My wife says it's keep away. Oh, you're watching keep away. Football, basketball. And you're watching keep away again. Oh, my God, you're watching a cooking show again. Oh, it's keep away. We got our things. 855-752-4842. Cam from Appleton, my old stomping grounds.
One of them.
Hey, Cam, welcome. What do you got for us?
Thanks for taking my call, guys. Yeah. Happy Friday. I just finished up some code today for abilities in my game where I can make the player spawn explosions pretty much anywhere. And they can be any color, any kind of explosion. But what's really cool is that they work together with different elements. So you can combine like fire and cold ones, and they'll create a new element, or like cold and toxin, and they'll give everyone a virus. Sorry, my dog.
So right, man. That's cool, man. I love the video games. I gave my daughter the Xbox when she went to college, and
I'm gonna go home and play some video games.
So I got my VR, but you know it's not quite the same. I mean, it's fun. It's a lot of fun, but I just you can't play it as long. You know, 855-752-4842 855 Civic. Jess, you got something good for us?
Well, I am gonna go home and play some video games, and I'm really looking forward to that. Aside from that, it was a beautiful day today.
It really warmed up.
It warmed up. Yeah. The sky was just the most gorgeous blue when I was driving in today. And, you know, we got a little bit of a drive to get here. So I had a little bit of time to appreciate the sky.
Yeah.
What about you?
And it's been light since we've been leaving
the
studio.
It's been light.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
It's 6 o'clock. It's still light out on the west as you look west. I was texting with my daughter recently, and she ended the text with, "Oh, Papa, I'm proud of you," with smiley face and hearts. I was like, "Oh, baby, no, I'm supposed to say that to you. You're so sweet." So
that was
sweet. We have a little bit of time. Let's
throw. But we also have a texter.
Oh, go
Sarah
ahead.
From Green Bay says right. Something good is shipwreck stew that she's making and eating with her family tonight.
Oh, nice.
What is shipwreck stew? Do you know what that is?
I do not. But I want to know now.
Sarah, tell us what shipwreck stew is, please. Right.
855-752-4842. Let's do Bernie.
All right.
We had some sound of Bernie and J.B. Pritzker, but we ran out of time, so I was ranting. Let's hear the closing remarks. Six from Bernie, please.
But that is not the perspective of the American people. We
authoritarianism.
Know, and we are proud of the fact that the United States of America is the longest standing democracy in the world. We know that many hundreds of thousands of brave Americans over the years have fought and died to defend democracy. We also know that our allies in the world are those countries that believe in democracy, not authoritarianism. In this critical moment in our history, I hope that every American, regardless of political perspective, will stand tall and say yes to democracy, no to oligarchy, and no to authoritarianism. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bernie.
Senator Bernie Sanders. Love me some Bernie Sanders. The French Revolution, liberty, equality, fraternity. The American Revolution, right? Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. Not kings, not queens, not dictators, not authoritarianism, folks. Remember, man, get back to the basics. You should be offended by the rest of it. If you want authoritarianism, you know, be careful what you wish for. Everyone thinks it's going to be against everybody else. That's not how it works. Folks, thank you so much for listening, for being a part, for hanging out with us. We'll be back next week with another fine round of shows, and I'm going to take off for a couple of days. We got some people standing in for us Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Jess, thank you so much for what you do and your help putting the show together. Now, folks, stick around. Pete Schwabba from Nightlight is coming up next. Happy Friday. We made it. We'll talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll look back at the weekend headlines with our friend and contributor Matt Flynn, an attorney and two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshauer joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Soaring high above Lacrosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX Lacrosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Federal layoffs continuing across key agencies, including workers at the FAA and IRS. President Trump now vowing to overhaul the Postal Service.
President Trump said Friday he's considering moving the Postal Service under the Commerce Department.
I think it'll operate a lot better than it has been over the years. It's been just a tremendous loser for this country. Tremendous amounts of money are being lost.
The Washington Post first reported the news the president was considering this merger and said that experts on the Postal Service say this move would probably violate federal law. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
The Supreme Court tonight declined to immediately dissolve a temporary restraining order against Trump for President Trump's firing of the office of special counsel, holding the lower court's decision. Doctors treating Pope Francis for pneumonia say the Pope is not in danger of losing his life, but also say he's not out of danger. And after a week of storms and record cold temperatures, expected to thaw this weekend. This is ABC News.